I grew up in a very small, isolated town in the desert near Death Valley, and my father was a minister. We had very narrow worldview, only associating with people in our church and our insular community. And so all I ever heard about being gay was condemnation from a pulpit. I didn't know any gay people. We weren't allowed to have televisions or go to the movies or any outside influences. So I knew I was different. And I had a deep sense of shame from that religious instruction. And so learning to love myself has been a long process and started when I found a group of people that I could relate to. Hi, my name is Jules Long Beach. I am a fabulous drag queen in Long Beach, California, where I've made my home for the last 2 decades. And I perform for people all over the country as I tour with my very glamorous job as the executive director for entertainment at Hamburger Mary's International. Home to me means love, freedom, and safety. I think finding comfort in a place of home is kind of defined by somewhere you feel loved and celebrated and safe. I think the first time I felt safe, loved, and celebrated was when I was turning 18 years old and moved to Long Beach, California, and finally found a fabulous group of folks at our LGBTQ center, a support group of fellow queers my age, and created friends that are still friends today, and found my community. So found my community by performing on stage with the Rocky Horror Picture Show and a performance group called Midnight Insanity at the Art Theater in Long Beach, which was my first time ever being at a movie theater. And then also my first time getting to perform in drag for what would become my drag persona. I think the proudest moments I've had in drag is leveraging drag to not just be fabulous, but to help my community, and leveraging drag to do things I learned to do growing up in a religious community. Reaching out, helping those that have less than you or need a hand up or a hand out even. Using my drag for philanthropy, for fundraising, those mean so much. And those moments are a full circle thing that you can be genuinely you and you can dramatically help anyone just by being yourself. Drag is freedom. It seems like today it's harder and harder to find your sense of home, whether isolation from lockdowns or social media, and especially being demonized by crazy ideologies that tell you what you can and cannot wear in public. The place is not the home for me, but it is the feeling. It's the sense of belonging, community, and love that defines home for me.